Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM. We're up on the final week of the regular season here in high school football. Just so much to be decided and so much to be determined. Now it's time for us to talk a little bit of Prairie Le Compton football. And we're joined now by the head coach, that is Mike Paramore. It is presented by First State Bank. Coach, saw a very good team last week in Atchison. They're one of the few remaining unbeatens in Class 4A. They got one of the best running backs in the state in Jesse Greenlee. Atchison's able to hold on, get the win over your squad, 34-22. Just, you know, kind of take us through that game a little bit. What'd you think, and a few overall takeaways from it?
Yeah, they got a nice team. They do some good things, and Jim's done a great job with that program up there. But really pleased with how our kids went out and played. I thought we played extremely hard, and we gave ourselves a chance to get in the game. We go down 14-0, and then score. Drive right before halftime, get one on the board, and we get the ball coming out second half and put together another scoring drive and tie the ball game. We're 14-14, and I feel like we're in good position. We three and out in the next series on defense. And, you know, it's one of those things we, you know, we got to be able to still take that momentum and make it come to our side, but, you know, give them credit. They didn't let that happen, and then they got up on us again, and we come back and respond with the big kickoff return by Gunner. And, you know, now we're a 28-22 ball game. We go three and out, and that takes us into the fourth quarter, and we're putting together a nice drive that, you know, have a chance to put down, tie it, maybe go win the ball game, and just don't finish. And, you know, they get to stop. You know, I thought our kids played extremely well against a good football team, and just we didn't make enough plays, and they made a few more than we did.
Yeah, ultimately, again, it comes out as a loss, but as we're coming up on the last week here, and then we got the playoffs starting next week, seeing your team kind of just fight through adversity on multiple occasions, getting down multiple scores on multiple occasions, and being able to battle back and get right back into the game, that's got to at least feel nice kind of moving ahead here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, and we continue to battle, and we've played a tremendous schedule, and, you know, we're not going to make any excuses. We just haven't done enough to find a way to win, but I like the way our guys continue to come to work. You know, we tell them that it doesn't matter where we're at in the season, whether we're undefeated, have no wins, or whatever. The expectations don't change how we're going to go about business. We're still going to come out and practice hard. We're going to prepare for the week and go out and put our best effort forward and do what we can to be successful on Friday night.
We're talking with Mike Paramore, head coach at Prairie Le Compton. They're getting ready for the final week of the regular season, or the final game of the regular season against Royal Valley. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But, again, Gunner Ball, he's been just kind of a great piece for you this year. He's been so good on both sides of the ball. Just as you've kind of seen him progress throughout the course of the year, what's kind of maybe one of the big things that really stands out about his progression and where he's at?
He just continues to do great things. I mean, he's a heck of a competitor, and he shows up every day to get better at practice, and just the way he goes about his business is, you know, he's fun to coach, and he's fun to watch play. He's a playmaker, extremely humble kid. And just he's willing to do anything for our program to make it be better. And that's those are the kind of kids you love to have in your program. They're a joy to coach.
Prairie Le Compton will be at home to wrap up the regular season this week. They take on Royal Valley and certainly got some playoff implications here. We'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Prairie Le Compton head coach. Then it is Mike Paramore. It is presented by First State Bank. The cause getting Royal Valley this week in the final game of the regular season. Coach, there's some playoff implications here. Both teams are in the playoffs, but you're just looking for the winner of this game getting just a jump up, finishing as the 3 seed in this Class 3A District number 4 compared to the 4 seed. So it would determine, obviously, who you're going to play in the first round of the playoffs next week. But let's talk about this Royal Valley team. You know, they're coming off a big win. They beat Jeff West last week 46-0, so they're riding high a little bit and got some momentum this week. What stands out about this Royal Valley team?
Just what they've done. I mean, they've stayed pretty consistent, and, you know, to see that they continue to improve and get better and what they've done there. And it was a good win for them. They played extremely well against Jeff West. Thing to jump off on film, their ability to run the football. You know, they were physical up front and got backs that ran hard. And, you know, defense, they got stops. And, you know, once they got rolling, they just kept capitalizing. And that just shows a sign of a team that's still playing hard and still believes in what they're doing. So we got our hands full on Friday night.
Well, let's talk about a few keys to this one as you look. And you're coming off against an Atchison team that obviously likes to run the football as well. You mentioned Royal Valley got some of their ground game going in that victory over Jeff West. Do you see some similarities there maybe between kind of what they're doing and as far as the preparation this week? Does that kind of help compared to, you know, kind of going from last week to this week?
Yeah, and it's kind of life for us this year. I mean, the Big Seven, you better stop the run. I mean, everybody we're seeing has got a really good ground game. We've seen a lot of good backs week in and week out from the teams that we've seen throughout this year. And, you know, we got to continue to be good defensively. We got to, you know, understand our gap responsibilities, be assignments out to do that, and be a good tackling team. It's an old adage, but it holds true, boys. You can't stop the run, it's going to be a long night. And, you know, we got to continue to go put our nose on people and be physical in the run game.
All right, so outside stopping the run, what's another key or two for this one and just the expectations for your team this week?
Just keep clicking offensively. I mean, we're doing some good things. We're moving the ball. Just it'll be a little bit more consistent. We got to clean up the turnovers. We had 4 turnovers on Friday night. It's tough to beat anybody. I mean, you look at the statistics on those kind of things, and, you know, you lose the turnover battle, your chances of winning get a little bit tougher. So we can't put ourselves in those situations. Take care of the football and see if we can be consistent with our drive.
There it is. Perry LeCompton, head coach Mike Paramore, joining us here, brought to you by First State Bank. Cause at home to wrap up the regular season against Royal Valley. Winner gets the 3 seed in this District 4. Loser gets the 4 seed, but both teams in the postseason will be playing in the playoffs next week. But obviously you want to win this game. It's going to help out with who you play in the first week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against Royal Valley, and we will do it one more time again next week.
Sounds good. Hey, I appreciate the time.